In the Haggadah, so the Chacham asks his question, he gets a nice answer. The Tam asks his question, he gets an answer. The Rasha asks his question, and we yell at him. Right? We yell at him. We yell at the Rasha. So there's a famous question which everyone discusses. You know, what's so bad? How come the Chacham gets a nice answer, and the Rasha we yell at? Right? So the answer that's given is that the Rasha, in his question, excludes himself. Mo ha'avodah zos lochem. For you. You as opposed to me. Like, I'm not, that's not for me. For you, not for me. That's the answer. What's the problem? The Chacham also says, Mo ha'eros ve'achukim, asher tziv Hashem Elokeinu, eschem. You. So the Chacham also excludes himself. So that's the famous question. That the Rasha excludes himself, fine. But the Chacham also excludes himself. So how come the Chacham gets a nice answer and the Rasha we yell at? That's a good question. There are a lot of answers. So the simplest answer is that the Chacham says also, Hashem Elokeinu, our God. He includes himself. So you see he's including himself. It's our God. And once he includes himself, so then how come the Chacham says Eschem? So the Mefarshim say on the Chumash, that's because the Chacham is being precise. Who's talking? The next generation is talking. So it says in the future, your son's going to say, Abba, what are all these mitzvos that our God commanded you when you left? So you left. I didn't leave. I was a kid. Or I wasn't born yet. Do you understand? So the Pashut Pshat is, that's once the Chacham says Hashem Elokeinu, he shows he is including himself. So then when he says Eschem, we give him the benefit of the doubt and we explain, what did he mean by Eschem? He meant, you left Mitzrayim, I didn't. I'm the next generation, so I'm being precise. You got it? You with me? That's a simple pshat. Okay. But there's a deeper pshat, and that is as follows. This is nice. By the Chacham and the Tam, the Torah says, Ki yish'olcha bincha machar lema. It says tomorrow. And by the Rasha, it says, V'haya ki yomru, etc. It doesn't say machar. This word is found by the Chacham and by the Tam. It says machar. They'll ask you tomorrow. What does it mean? What does it mean in context? What does machar mean? How would you translate machar in this context? Your son will ask you in the future. Machar is like a word for the future. Okay. But it says machar. So the Kli Yakar says an amazing word. The Kli Yakar says as follows. The Kli Yakar says, the Torah is hinting to us the idea of naseh v'nishma. First do, then understand. He says, the Chacham asks, and the Tam asks tomorrow. What does that mean? What they do today? Today they did it. And they ask, that's like, again, it's not the Pashut Pshat, it's the Drash. And tomorrow they ask. In other words, by putting the word machar in, the Torah is teaching us that the Chacham and Tam asked the question the right way. Questions are good. You're allowed to ask questions. But you shouldn't think you're smarter than God. So if Hashem gives you a mitzvah, do it. Hashem knows what he's doing. And then ask about what the reason behind the mitzvah is. What's the explanation? So the word machar is a hint that the Chacham and the Tam do it the right way. Today they did it, tomorrow they ask. The Rasha is asking now. I want to know. And without an answer, I'm not... You got it? It's a very nice shot. That there's a remez to naseh v'nishma in the way the Torah presents the questions of the Chacham and the Tam versus the Rasha. Now it's interesting when the Haggadah, at the end of the Haggadah, it says, Amar Rabbi Gamliel, you have to say these three things at the Seder, Pesach, Matzu, Moror. What does it say? Pesach, why do we eat Pesach? Because why do we eat Matzu, right? And it tells you why we eat Pesach, Matzu, Moror? Yes? How would you write in Hebrew, why do we eat Matzu at the Seder? Lama, why? Lama, Anu, Ochlin, Matzah, right?
Does that make sense? Why do we eat matzah?
Is that what the Haggadah says?
It says, matzah zu she'anu ochlim al shumma. This is very subtle.
Very subtle. Beautiful. This is a beautiful vort. This is what it says in the Haggadah. It's a beautiful vort.
The matzah that we're eating, why?
The eating is a given. It's part of a statement. In the, you see, in English you don't catch it as much. In Hebrew, laman ochli matzah, this can be explained, this can be interpreted two ways. One way could be, why do we eat matzah tonight? Meaning, I'm eating, but why do we eat matzah? The other way to explain it is, hey, why do we eat matzah tonight for? I'm not doing this until I get a good reason. If you write it the normal way, you could misinterpret, because the eating is in the question. So the Haggadah is very careful. The matzah that we're eating, please tell me why. You got that? That's a nice vort. That's Na'aseh V'Nishma in the Haggadah. It's a very nice vort. So this is a big thing. We like questions. Questions are good. We're not afraid of questions, because if you know you have the emes on your side, you're not afraid of questions. That's a big yesod in life. So the Baalei Mesorah, the Rabbanim, they know they're right. Our Mesorah is true. So I'm not afraid of questions. But I don't know all the answers, so I don't know, I'll get back to you, I'll ask somebody else. So taking questions, and how do we know questions are good? Because at the Seder, which is the night when you pass on the Mesorah, what do we do with the Seder? We do everything possible to do. What do we do with the Seder? To get our kids to ask questions. So apparently questions are good. You understand? In other words, you want your kids to ask questions, so you should try to give answers if you know the answers. We're not afraid of questions because we know we have the MS. But there are two ways to ask. One way to ask a question is, look, I don't understand this. I'm not doing it until I get a good explanation. That's the wrong way. The right way is, look, I know we have the mitzvos. I like the mitzvos. But look, I don't understand this. Why do we do this, Abba? That's the right way to ask the question. Your goal as a parent is that when your kids are little, you train them in Emunah so strongly that it's a given. Of course we do what Hashem says. Of course we do what Hashem says. We try to figure it out if we don't understand. So the goal is to ask the question this way. So that might be one explanation why the Chacham and the Tam get a good answer and the Rasha gets yelled at, because the Chacham and the Tam asked the question with Na'aseh V'Nishma and the Rasha did not.